It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says his COVID-19 diagnosis will not interfere with the special legislative session that starts today. Colorado lawmakers are meeting to build an economic relief package for those hit hardest by the pandemic just days after the governor and his partner tested positive for the virus. Polis tells Colorado Matters that he feels okay and that the legislature has plans for those who will participate remotely.
I can sign a bill that's delivered to me and without contact, I can go out, grab it, sign it, put it back, spray it with Lysol, and then put it back out.
Polis says he doesn't know how he got the virus, but that he's grateful he didn't spend Thanksgiving with his parents. They are in their 70s and at a higher risk for COVID-19. The pandemic is stressing students in Denver. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A fall survey of DPS students and families shows that students are experiencing stress daily because of learning remotely. More students identifying as Native American, Latinx, and Black are reporting stress. They also report less satisfaction with remote learning. 6% of students say they went hungry 3 or more days in the previous week. The district is ramping up food distribution and mental health supports. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado health officials are considering a new program to let businesses operate with higher capacity limits under current COVID-19 restrictions. The idea is modeled on Mesa County's five-star program, in which Mesa County businesses are inspected and their safety plans evaluated for public health compliance. Colorado oil drillers have not seen a year this bad in decades. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Just about every statistic compared to last year is terrible. Production is down 13%. Employment is down 18%. There are only 4 rigs operating in the state.
It's been a difficult year for our industry.
That's Dan Haley, head of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He says the pandemic killed demand for travel. Russia and Saudi Arabia have flooded the market with oil. All that on top of new regulations from Colorado.
I mean, it has been historic to see all of these factors converging at one time in one year.
And a return to normal demand for oil isn't expected until a vaccine is widely distributed. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.